County fairs are happening all over the Midwest as we near the end of summer. And on this WNAX Farm News Update, we're featuring the Brown County Fair. I'm Danielle Drotzman, visiting today with Samantha Bowman, who is the Farmers Union Education Program Specialist. And Samantha, thanks for joining us here on WNAX today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, Monday officially kicked off the Brown County Fair. And I don't know about you, but I always enjoyed fair season. And it sounds like Farmers Union has a very busy week ahead of them at the Brown County Fair.
Yes. The Brown County Fair is definitely a highlight to end the summer.
And you guys have a booth there. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so last year, this is our second year doing this, but last year we renovated a building to provide education to consumers. So we're really working on bridging the gap between producers and consumers and highlighting products that are grown in South Dakota. So during our week of the fair, we have a sow, and she'll farrow out so people can watch, ask questions, learn about swine production in South Dakota and kind of what that looks like. And then we also have a cow. She calves around the fair. We try to get her to do it over the fair, but sometimes it doesn't work. And there we have it highlighting beef production, you know, the hard work that goes into it, the people that really care for those animals and that product. And then we also have different educational displays and puzzles that people can interact with to learn about grain production, large grain versus small grain, and what that all looks like.
Yeah, so what a cool opportunity. And this is really just to educate and help others learn about the importance of agriculture and where their food comes from. And it's for all ages.
Yes, absolutely. And it's at a free event. So anyone is welcome into our facility. And we try to stay open and allow that opportunity for people to ask questions and learn more.
And will you guys be there all week long? And where can they find you at the fair?
Yeah, so we'll be here all week. We close Sunday afternoon, but you can find us right across from the beef building. So we're in our own facility, and it just says Farmers Union Ag Expo on it.
And if I heard right, sounds like National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue will be on the grounds.
Yes, he's hopefully coming this weekend. We do have word of that, so people will be able to interact with our national president and ask questions about our organization and the efforts that we're doing for family farms across America.
And he's going to be doing a couple talks, isn't he? So people can come and maybe ask some questions and talk with him a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. We're hoping that at 1 p.m. we'll have an event for him to get to speak and kind of give us an update on possibly what's happening out in D.C. And again, highlighting those efforts that we're doing as an organization.
Perfect. And if folks want to learn more or say they can't make it out to the fair, I'm sure you guys have an online presence. Where can they go to learn more about Farmers Union?
Yeah, so you can find us at SouthDakotaFarmersUnion.org. Otherwise, you can also look at our national page as well.
Make sure to check out the Brown County Fair as that officially kicked off on Monday, August 11th, and will go through the week until Sunday, actually, August 17th. Again, Rob LaRue, National Farmers Union President, will be on site giving an agriculture policy update on Saturday, August 16th at about 1 p.m. at the South Dakota Farmers Union tent. And it looks like the Brown County Fair has some really great entertainment this year, especially with some rodeos going on and some grandstand performances. And the full schedule of events can be found at browncountysdfair.com. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.